This recording, Chile 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright 2000, Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her. But Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Rather interesting city because it is laid on mountains that reach right into the sea. The scenery is absolutely spectacular, particularly when there is a strong storm, because you have these huge waves hitting directly on the streets, the coastal streets, that will allow you to drive to the nearest beaches, which are located about 20 minutes away from Valparaiso, in a place called Viña del Mar. This place, in turn, is perhaps one of the most important touristic attractions. It offers a lot of very interesting beaches, very nice, calm beaches. The only disadvantage is the water has a temperature of about 65 degrees, 60 to 65 degrees, and even less because of the very strong current that comes from the South Pole. So trying to refresh yourself in that seawater has the immediate effect of cooling you down in no time and freezing you, which obviously is not good for everybody. Viña is sort of the party city in the central part of Chile. There are lots of places where you can spend your money very quickly, but in general at that time it used to be a very safe and healthy way of partying without having to deal with dangerous places or with dangerous situations. We moved to Santiago, the capital of our country, when I was 11 years old, and then after school I spent 5 years at the University of Chile doing my undergrad studies, which actually ended up me getting a master's degree in science with mention in chemistry. After that, we started living in Germany as I started my PhD studies in, at that time, West Berlin. That is, we were living in this place that had a wall surrounding the entire city, which doesn't exist anymore after the unification of Germany. It was a very unusual experience to live there because it was like living in a jail. You couldn't go away from the city, because in doing that you will be entering communist Germany, and it was certainly not a place where you wanted to spend a lot of time.